they're specifically men to get fit. They're not worried about so worried about women, but they're worried about men.
This is just blowing my... Sorry. It's just because now I'm looking back and I'm thinking about like the South. If I go Peckham, you have Peckham Rye, huge green space. If you go Old Kent Road, Burgess Park, it's just... Now I'm just thinking it just makes sense like now. Just, yeah.
Just like... So if you go to Deptford, very few green space, very few like small green spaces.
Yeah.
You look at... place like Bellingham, you've got the space across there, you've got Fir Hill, you've got all the sports ground up by Sedgill School.
Mm-hmm.
They've all got green space, and it's all to get men fit.
Right.
You want men fit. So what you don't want to do is build... So if you have looked at the inner cities in the 20s when the estate's getting built, there in the cities, there was loads of little pubs. So when the LCC commissioned Bellingham and Downham and places like that, they don't commission with little pubs.
No.
They always with big pubs.
Okay.
But then the big pubs now become a prize for developers. So the developers pull down the pubs and they put more flats on them.
Mm. Yeah.
But it means that less and less people have got less and less places to socialise.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the green spaces, so Fir Hill Consortium, you need to go up there and talk to them, and like across the road, even like with Obetta, the guy who's the manager across the road, he's just diamond to talk to and is willing to do stuff.
Mm.
But it's all sports based, because that's what you wanted men to do.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting because they was geared up for men's club and there was nothing for women.
Right.
There was very little stuff for women. It was geared up for men.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
Wow.
That's good.
But you want men to go and fight for the country.
Yeah. So you facilitate these spaces and I hope that they'll then use it to exercise.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you had all these tenements.
Bellingham, specifically, because Bellingham, when you compare it, even like you just mentioned about Deptford, there's hardly any green spaces there. But in Bellingham, there's an influx of green spaces. It's like an abundance of greenery. Very interesting. Wow. Okay. So that tangent is very relevant because it allows us to get a bit of an insight into the dynamics and the overall kind of setup of Bellingham. Even when you mentioned about the withering away of social, like places to socialise, that is another change, which is also worth bearing in mind as well. Do you think that's then forced people to come out of Bellingham in order to go to different places to socialise, or do you think that everybody just stays at home around it now?
I think that's the problem, is that too many people stay indoors and don't go out and just I'll sit and do nothing and just to watch people doing, like, I know it's not Bellingham, but it was some Downham. I'm sitting on Durham Hill the other day. I'm working on Durham Hill and I sat there and just watched a little kid girl. She must have been 4 and she was running up and down the hill, and it was just the most beautiful thing because she's doing nothing but just running up and down a hill, screaming her heart out.
I do that as well. Everybody knows. I regularly do that.
He does.
Sam can vouch for me. Yeah. I'm really in touch with my inner child.
But it's quite interesting because like, for me, to scream and laugh like that is just the best. It's the best noise in the world. There's nothing as funny. There's nothing as good as people's laughter. It's just the best. It's just the best. And it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
So which is so I like I do things and I can sit there and I can just look and sit on like on something like Bellingham Green. I can just sit there and spend 20 minutes just looking at nothing but seeing loads of stuff.
Yeah.
So seeing loads of way different people interact with different spaces.
Which is quite rare, good use of time as well.
Day and age to kind of just sit down and just kind of just kick back and just take everything in a way.
But sometimes you just gotta stop yourself doing something and just going, you know what, this is as good as life's gonna get.
Wow. Yeah, being present.
Yeah.
Being really present in the moment.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I definitely should advocate for more singing competitions, I think, in the area. That would have been amazing. But I think that probably leads us on to the next question.
Perfect.
Sam, take it away, Sam.
So, we need your advice. Just in general, it could be anything as, I don't know, when you're walking down the street, smile at everyone. But is there one piece of advice you can give to a fellow, should we call them like a Bellingham native or like a B-side native?
Oh, all right. You're like, abbreviated.
Yeah, B-side native. Impressed. Any piece of advice could be anything little. What would it be?
And this is really, really one of the most heartfelt things I do is say hello to a person, even though they ignore you. Just say hello, hello, hello. And one day it will come back to you.
Yeah.
And it's that thing about wherever you are in the world, just say hello to someone, because you don't know if they're your brother, your sister, your cousin, yeah, or anything like that. But it's that thing about even acknowledge anyone with a word hello. Allah is just the best word in the Allah is just the best word in the world. And it's that thing about you can just break so many barriers down by just saying hello. And I'll get more rejections than I do get acknowledgements from it, but I still continue to do it. I don't communicate with someone. And it is that thing about saying, as a human being, you don't know what's going through that person's life. I'm going to do another one. When you speak to someone, someone you know, and you say to them, okay, are you okay? Just check them about a minute later and say, you sure you're okay?
Yeah.
Because sometimes people are going through their lives. They don't know if they're okay. And sometimes they need a little bit of time to say, yeah, you're safe for me to talk to.
Yeah.
But it is that concept of actually saying, just checking people are. And that moment in time, they might be not okay. So you might end up in a difficult conversation. But that's life.
Yeah. So it's the acknowledgement, it's the communication, it's being open to understanding people, it's the connection. I mean, that's a serious piece of advice.
That hit deep. I was just there listening.
For that. Thank you, Trevor. That's amazing.
And it doesn't just apply to Bellingham, just life in general.
Life in general. It's just that thing about you never know who you're going to come into contact with.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry to cut you off, but I've just enjoyed this conversation so much. I just wanted to say it.
If you had to summarize not only your legacy, because that sounds really morbid, like we're about to, that's not what I mean. If you had to summarise what your contribution to the community of Bellingham has been in one word or one statement, what would you like it to be acknowledged as, or what would you deem it to be in your own words?
In my own words. It's no big deal. It's about making sure that you keep yourself grounded and understand where you come from, and you haven't got to rip someone off all the time.
Mm. Right.
That's big facts.
Yeah. And when you say understanding where you come from, understanding where you come from, why is that important in this day and age?
Because, and again, for me, especially with the stuff that I do around working class men, is the fact that lots of your skill sets are not acknowledged and they're not valued by lots of other people. So the only people that can value them is us ourselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes really important for me. I mean, men are their own worst enemies, but they're also the best fun to work with.
Yeah.
So you got to do stuff.
Yeah, I love that. Purposeful, full of passion, full of great advice, full of some fantastic experiences. Honestly, Trevor, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Literally, before we go though, I know you brought these two photos. I'm not sure, are they going to be, I'm pretty sure they're going to be under.
Yeah, we'll probably take a photo.
I've got these somewhere.
Oh, sweet. So can you just describe like what's going on in each photo and so what
that's,
it means to you?
That's my mum.
Oh, right. Wow.
So she's in that, she's about 21 in that age. So I'm sitting on her knee. That's my brother. And that's my sister Marion. She still lives on Flower House, and that's my dad. So he came over, and I've got the boat he came over on.
Wow.
He comes over at the same time as the Windrush comes over. Mm-hmm. So, but
where did he come over from, Trevor?
It's really strange because I didn't. It's like when I went back to India. I went back to India about 4 or 5 years ago. And I didn't appreciate his journey. He started off a place called Kharagpur, and then went from Kharagpur up to Calcutta and then across to Bombay, and then jumped a boat, and he's 19 years old. And so all he's got on him is a bag of clothes. He's got nothing else. And he ends up in Southeast London, being the only brown only brown person that I'm aware of. So I didn't appreciate his story until I went to India. So that becomes quite interesting. So the other picture, this is in the back of Furbon Road, and I know it's in back of Furbon Road, but I want you to have a look at my brother's shoes. Which is down.
Oh, whoa! That's hand-me-downs.
Wow.
So, and again, it's like we're quite a poor family, and it's that thing. Yeah. But my that's my auntie that's got me in her arms, and it's just for me, it's about family and what makes me and so my brother is the one who commits suicide, but for me, I see him still like that. I can still see him in my eyes, so it becomes quite important.
Yeah, because he looks really full of joy in this photo.
He was
here.
Really Steve. If I was bad, Steve was really 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 bad.
Mm. Wow. Okay.
Well, you know what I find like kind of poignant and beautiful about this photo is the fact that, like, again, you lost, not that you have nothing, but it's not, you know what I'm trying to say, there's holes in your shoes, but the joy and the happiness in your face, and you could tell it's genuine. Like, this day and age, if you were to recreate this photo, get another person in your role, soaking.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I know I'd be soaking. So it just shows.
See his belt? His belt's really funny. His belt's really funny because it's in the next cut.
Oh, right. So you've got like a little hook. Wow. That's ingenious. I like that. But it's just like, just with so little, it's just.
Yeah.
Just pure happiness.
But it is that thing about you find joy in what you find joy in. Don't try to chase everything.
Literally, Trevor, it's been amazing speaking to you. We need to have you in another day for a longer conversation.
We need like a podcast series.
Honestly,
you'll go. Oh, he's really like boring.
Absolutely.
Nah. Even the way you speak, it's like you've just got something in your voice where it's like just very easy to listen to. You could just follow along.
Yeah, and we did say it kind of gave LBC radio vibes.
Yes. No, but I like LBC. Yeah, I don't care what anyone says. They're very informative, very clear, and they're good people.
But also, there's an authenticity in your voice that allows us to really not only resonate with your experience, but to really just honour what it means to listen to you, your background, your origins, your journey, your story. So thank you again for coming in.
Yeah, cheers. Thank you so much, Trevor. I appreciate it. It's been an eye-opener and it's been good.
I'm going to go leave here and go talk to people like, did you know?
I can chuck in much more acronyms than that.
We actually might have to get you in for a part 2. I'm going to talk to the producer. I'm going to see if we can do something. Just because it's just... You've just got really interesting stories. Honestly, like honesty. I want to
talk about football.
Yes, I want to delve more into the firms. The crazy thing is, I used to work at Millwall, the stadium. So everything you're talking about, I can pretty much. I've watched Green Street, so I just want to just get talking. So we need to. We're gonna get you in again. Don't worry. I'm gonna talk to Josh. We're gonna make it happen. But Trevor, thank you so much. And yeah, that's us done.
Definitely.
Let's go.